Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Developed and produced by Norman Lear.
Those were the days. Come on, Edith, will you? We'll miss the bus.
Be there in a minute.
Now, what's she doing up there?
Down, Daddy.
Yeah, Arch, your bus doesn't leave for an hour. You got plenty of time. What's the big rush?
The big rush is it takes 40 minutes to get into Times Square. It takes 5 minutes to walk over to the bus terminal. It takes another 6 minutes to buy the tickets. That leaves only 4 minutes for your mother-in-law to go to the ladies' room. Which she's always got to do. That's why I never want to take her no place. Edith, come on, hurry up, or the ladies' room is out.
Gloria heads upstairs.
Yeah, go on, get it, will you? Get it.
Gee, Arch, for a guy who's been complaining about this trip for the last 3 weeks, you sure seem in a hurry to get there.
Oh, listen, it'll be a cold day in hell when I'm in a hurry to see Edith's cousin Maud. I just take missing buses, that's all. It started with me a long time ago. One day, Edith and me, we had to get over to Bayside Hospital, you know. We missed a Q5 bus, had to wait 20 minutes to get another one. I thought Edith was going to give birth to Gloria right there on the sidewalk.
What, you mean when Edith was having Gloria, you took her to the hospital on a bus?
That's right, meathead. The subway don't run to Bayside. Come on, Edith, will you?
Oh, my, it's going to be so exciting. We'll be so busy. There's the bridal shower tonight, and then tomorrow is the bridal supper, and of course Saturday is the big day.
Wrong, Edith. Sunday's the big day. That's the day we take the bus home. Now, let me tell you something. If your cousin Maud says one wrong word to me, we're going to be leaving before the bride takes the shower.
Daddy, her only daughter's getting married. Cousin Maud will be in a good mood. She'll probably welcome you with open arms.
I don't care what she's got open, as long as she's got a big mouth closed. Get everything here.
Come on.
See you later, Arch.
Bye, Ma. Have a good time.
Oh, we will. Maud was thrilled when I told her we was coming.
Look, I don't want Archie Bunker here any more than you do.
In Maud's house.
I invited Edith because I love her. And everywhere Edith goes, Archie goes. You know, like that vaudeville act. There's the front end of the horse, and then there's Archie.
A young brunette looks up at Maud.
But, Mother, inviting him was such a rotten thing to do. You never said a word about the Bunkers, and the guest list was made up 6 weeks ago.
Honey, if I had told you then, we would have fought for a month and a half. This way, it's only a one-hour brawl, and I win.
But, Mother, Archie could wreck the whole wedding, and you know that very well. Now, what's going to happen when he finds out that David is Jewish? Oh, I can hear him now. Good night, nurse. She's marrying a Jew.
Let him. David will know how to handle it. He'll spot Archie for what he is right away. You know, being Jewish, he has that wonderful, wonderful sensitivity that I love so much. It's a trait of theirs.
The young brunette, Carol, stares at her mother in disbelief.
A trait of theirs. Mother, will you listen to yourself? What you have just said is a reverse anti-Semitic cliche.
You can say that to me? Why, just last month I had a tree planted in Israel.
Exasperated, Carol turns away.
I happen to feel the Jews are brilliant, which is why I have a Jewish doctor and a Jewish lawyer and a Jewish accountant.
You forgot to mention your brilliant Jewish plumber.
Walter, please, your daughter and I are fighting. I have just been accused of being anti-Semitic.
I never said you were anti-Semitic.
You bet I'm not. I happen to be a Hubert Humphrey Democrat.
What does that mean?
It means she's not anti-anything.
Walter heads back to the kitchen.
Carol, when the Rosenblatts moved in next door, wasn't I the first one to go over and welcome them? And they have been constantly in and out of this house ever since.
Yeah, but you hate the Rosenblatts.
Because they are constantly in and out of this house.
Carol approaches her.
Yes, I can't tell you how I'm dreading this shower. You know, I don't know why you had to involve me in a wedding in the first place. David and I have this terrific relationship going just as it is. I mean, why take a chance on messing it up by getting married?
Honey, I know you're just upset because I didn't tell you about the bunkers.
Oh, it's not just the bunkers. It's this whole archaic ritual of bridal showers and wedding gifts and thank you notes.
Now, listen, Carol, I hate bridal showers as much as you do. But after the hundreds of gifts that I've given through the years, my daughter is going to get hers.
Carol shakes her head.
Maude, you're a crass materialist.
Right, and you're going to profit by it.
Maude.
Please, Walter, we're still fighting.
Good. While you're hot, we got a little problem with Mr. Dishwasher over here. He wasn't able to fix the thing, but he still wants $15 for a house call.
You're kidding.
That's right, lady, that's what I get.
Come over here. What's your name, honey?
Marvin.
Marvin. Listen, Marvin, you know, a lot of people might feel that charging $15 for a house call is unreasonable, and I'd like you to count me among them.
Now, look,
quiet. Now, I'll tell you what we're going to do, Marvin. I am going to give you this money, and you are going to leave with this thought in mind. I have just made $2 for doing absolutely nothing.
$2?
No need to thank me, Marvin. No need to thank me. Now, let me see you smile.
Lady.
Oh, that is a sweet smile, Marvin. If you had an upper lip, you'd be gorgeous.
Look,
goodbye, Marvin, and have a good life.
She closes the door in his face.
Maude, you're beautiful.
Thank you, darling.
You know, you two are really something else. It's like Mom's the police dog and you're the trainer. Anytime there's a problem, it's Maude Sickum.
Very simple, Carol. I'm the firm, quiet, more reserved type who guides. Your mother, with a more dominant and charming personality, is the killer.
He kisses Maude.
And that's the beauty of your relationship.
And that's your women's lib.
Oh, hi, David. Hi.
I'll be with you in a minute, David. I just want to get your present.
Walter, that's why I stopped by to tell you that I can't stop by to pick you up to take you to the bachelor party. Bernie's car broke down, so I have to pick him up, which gives me a full car. You know Fat Bernie. But don't worry about it. Tommy's going to pick you up in Mike's Jeep.
David, David, it is unlucky for the groom to fondle the bride before the wedding.
Can I fondle the mother?
David!
Father.
Oh, get out of here.
You superstitious?
Yes, I am.
Have a nice shower.
Have a nice bachelor party.
Thank God he didn't see you in that wedding dress.
I want to ask you about that dress.
What's the matter with it? Don't you like it?
Well, it's fine. It's fine. But how come you're going to wear white?
Carol folds her arms and grinds her teeth.
Because after the wedding, I'm going to sell Good Humors.
Walter, brides wear white. It's a symbol of purity and innocence. And for what you're thinking, bite your tongue.
I was just wondering, that's all. She was married before. She has an 8-year-old son. She's had a half dozen affairs. So in all that heavy traffic, how did she manage that tricky U-turn back to purity and innocence?
Maude stares at him with pursed lips.
God'll get you for that one.
Walter, I'm wearing white because Mother insisted that I wear white. If I had my own way, I'd wear pink polka dots. And as for that bit about the bride being virginal, while the groom can be anything he wants, it's just another example of typical male chauvinism.
Oh, come on.
Oh, and you talk about women's lib.
She heads upstairs.
Walter, I am shocked. How can you talk to your daughter that way?
You're not my daughter. She's your second husband's daughter. A fact that really saddens me. I'm standing here slowly going broke from this wedding while he's lying comfortably in his grave, free and clear.
Walter fixes himself a drink at the bar.
You know perfectly well that Chester was buried at sea. On our honeymoon.
Maude, I like Carol. It's just that at my age, I also like a little peace and quiet. And I've had neither since she moved in here 3 years ago with that dumb kid of hers.
Now, Philip is not dumb.
I don't know who created the fiction that every little kid is smart, but it is a fiction. Philip is dumb, Maude. He's a dumb kid.
Philip is 8 years old, Walter. You are 48, and already he is twice as smart as you are. For example, do you still intend to give the groom this tonight?
Why not? It's perfect for the occasion.
She holds a box.
It is not perfect, Walter. It is in rotten taste to give the groom a box of no-dos for the wedding night.
Maud answers the door, letting in Edith and Archie.
Oh, Edith!
Maud shuts the door on Archie as she hugs Edith warmly. Edith turns and embraces Carol. Maud opens the door for Archie, who stands with a gift.
Now, Archie, I'm going to give it to you straight so there won't be any trouble. Carol is marrying a boy of the Jewish faith.
Good night, nurse. She's marrying a Jew.
What did I tell you?
What are you going to do, Maud? You going to let me in there? Or you going to give me a break and leave me go home in peace?
Come on in.
And say hello to Carol.
What's your new name gonna be?
Mrs. David Green.
What's your life?
Say hello to Walter.
Hello, Walter there.
Hello, Archie.
Oh, my. We're gonna have such a good time.
You bet we are. I just love weddings.
You're telling us, Maud. You've been married yourself 4 times. I mean, nothing personal, but you know, a guy could go broke just buying wedding presents for your side of the family.
He hands her the gift.
Still fighting mental health.
She takes the gift and leaves.
You know, Walter, considering everything, I'm surprised to see you looking so good.
Watch it, Archie.
What, Archie? Now, this is a wedding, and you promised you wouldn't fight this weekend.
Oh, that's for us, Archie. Come on, let's go.
Go. Where are we going? I just got here.
Well, David's friends are giving him a bachelor party, and you're invited, too.
Oh, what do you mean? One of them there fun bachelor parties?
Yep. All the guys are chipping in $10 a piece.
Haul it home. Hold me out of that there. Leave it to a heave to charge admission to his own party. What's he going to do? Sell tickets to the wedding, too?
He's all yours, Maud.
Walter leaves.
You know what I like about you, Archie?
What's that, Maud?
Nothing.
You know, Maud, I ain't blind. I know since I come in here, you're trying to insult me.
Mother, for your sake, I'm trying to control myself, but if he isn't out...
Archie, the shower is for ladies, and since you ain't going to the bachelor party, wouldn't you like to go back to the motel?
Oh, no, Edith. No dice to that. I ain't going nowhere without you. I'm going to stay here. I'm going to plant myself right in the middle of this here couch.
What did I tell you, Mother? Oh, I knew he'd do something. I don't know why the hell alone.
Carol lets in a group of women bearing gifts, and Maud greets them warmly.
Ladies, come with me. Come with me. Ladies, ladies, I have something to show you.
She stands behind Archie and points.
This is a Mr. Bunker. And he insists on staying with us girls for the shower.
The women shake him excitedly. Archie stands and grabs the wrong woman.
You ain't needed. Get out of here.
He grabs Edith.
All right, I'm going. You got your way. Stay here, enjoy yourself, and your dopey friends. I'll go back to the motel and stay there all alone.
He leaves.
Don't worry, Edith. He can go back and watch television. Governor Wallace is on the Tonight Show, and he'll love it.
Edith nods and smiles.
Goodbye, darling.
Thank you.
Maud and Carol see their guests out.
It was just lovely. Give my love to Roger.
My God, I'm tired.
That was the best shower I've ever been to. Oh, the presents are so beautiful, and some of them were so funny. I thought I'd die when that girl gave you a box of no-dos for your honeymoon.
I'm glad you liked that one, Edith.
Oh, I loved it, especially after you explained it to me.
Edith, you're wonderful.
Drink of water.
Oh, Philip's awake. I'll be right there, honey.
Oh, let me take it to him, Carol. I'll tell him a story. Oh, I ain't told a bedtime story for years.
Thanks, Edith. You're a doll.
Come on. Carol, let's have a drink. We'll clean up the mess later.
Oh, good idea.
A final toast This is the second shower I've thrown for you, and may it be the last.
Actually, you haven't thrown me two showers, Mother. This is the first.
Honey, this is your second marriage.
So?
So, I counted it up on my little fingers, and that comes to two showers.
Well, count again, Mother. Pete and I eloped.
Sweetheart, two showers. One before you elope with Peter, and one before David.
Mother, you don't have elopement showers. The shower you're thinking of is the one that I threw for you when you married Walter.
Honey, you threw me a shower when I married Albert, not Walter.
Mother, you're getting senile. You eloped with Albert.
Now look, don't tell me who I eloped with. I eloped with your father and with Fred, not Albert.
I threw you a shower and it wasn't Albert.
Oh, now, honey, look, listen to Mother. In 12 years, we have had three showers, right? So that means you threw me either Albert or Walter because I threw you Peter and David.
I threw you Walter, but you did not throw me Pete and David, just David.
Well, at least we agree on David and Walter.
Right.
And then I threw you Peter.
You did not.
4 days before you married Peter, I threw you a shower.
Mother, that's impossible. Pete and I were living together. People thought we were already married.
That's it. It was a baby shower.
Walter and David enter.
Get away from me.
What a party. What a terrific party.
You close the door, stupid.
Walter, what are you so angry about? You were the life of the party.
Wait a minute, David, Walter, what happened?
Well, thanks to David and his friends, the police raided the party.
The police raided the party?
What do you mean the police raided the party?
What police? What raid? Two cops. One was short.
Listen, Walter, you were the oldest boy there, and I hold you directly responsible.
You know, I should have known when your friends got that motel suite that some girls would show up.
David, there were girls at your party?
Why not? You had girls at your party.
David snacks on nuts.
That's not funny, David.
Listen, Walter, if you blew that boy's bachelor party, I am sending back the king-size bed.
David, just how many girls were at the party?
Well, let's see. There were the two brunettes. There was a redhead with a guitar.
And don't forget the belly dancer.
The belly dancer?
There was a belly dancer. There was a redhead with a guitar.
You already mentioned her.
Oh, yeah, she was the standout. She rode him around the room piggyback singing Marching to Pretoria.
David!
What's the matter? You don't like that song?
She stands and he follows.
I can't believe this.
Well, that's what you do. It's a bachelor party. You fool around.
2 days before the wedding?
Well, we're individuals, right? You got 2 days. You can fool around if you want.
That's not the point.
Wait a minute. What happened to that liberated female I'm going to marry? With all those speeches that come pouring out of your mouth, all those liberal views.
You're right, David. I'm sorry. Anything you did at your bachelor party's okay. After all, I'm no angel myself.
And that's the truth, David.
Mother, please!
What's the difference? Once we're married, I won't be fooling around anymore. We'll be living in that new house I bought today, and everything will be fine.
What?
Oh, I wanted it to be a surprise. I bought us a new house today.
You bought a house today?
Oh, yeah, honey, he bought you a house. Oh, you darling, you bought her a house.
My word, this is between David and me. You bought a house and you didn't ask me about it?
Wait till you see the kitchen. The kitchen
David,
is fabulous.
No, I hate it. I'm not going to be in the kitchen.
Stove.
I don't even like to cook, David.
And, oh, when you quit your job, you'll love to cook. You'll learn how to cook.
Wait, stop. Go back.
I'm going to decorate.
No, back further than that, about my job.
Oh, when you quit your job.
I'm not going to quit my job.
Well, of course you're going to quit your job. Who's going to take care of the kids?
Kids?
Yeah, we're going to have three kids. I figured two
You
boys...
have decided on three children and you haven't asked me?
Look, you'll get them.
Mother, will you go over there and sit down?
Oh, but honey...
Walter!
Maud, sit!
Maud reluctantly joins Walter at the table.
David, what if I don't want any more kids? I already have one.
That's right, she already has a kid.
Philip is not dumb.
Walter turns and stares at Maud.
David, suppose I don't want any more children.
Of course you're going to want children. That's a woman's function. Is that?
She covers her ears.
I don't believe I'm hearing this. I don't believe you've planned my whole life for me without consulting me. You bought a house and you've decided
well,
on having children.
You probably given that was a good bargain. I saved a lot of money on
the house. Oh, I should have known you couldn't pass up a good bargain.
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know.
Is that some reference to the fact that I'm Jewish? Do you want to see if I bleed? You want to see if a Jew bleeds? Walter, give me the knife. You want a pound of my blood?
David,
don't be foolish. Don't be foolish.
David, stop it.
What's the matter with you people? Don't you know Jews are like everybody else? We drink, we gamble, carouse, unfaithful to our wives.
That's not true. Everybody knows that Jewish boys make the best husbands. It's a known fact. Look it up.
You know, on the surface, that sounds all right, but that's an anti-Semitic remark. Walter, come on, Walter, let's go. It's your turn. Let's go.
Well, you are talking with your hands.
Walter!
He's kidding! Tell him you're kidding!
Of course I'm kidding.
I knew it. I was waiting for this. My mother told me it might take a year, 2 years, maybe three. But sooner or later, if I married into this family, one of you would crack and the anti-Semitic remarks would come pouring out.
Hold on just a minute. You said you've been waiting for this. You've been waiting for something like this to happen. For 2 years, while I've been loving you, you've been waiting for me to make an anti-Semitic remark. Do you know what that is, David? That is anti-Gentile feeling on your part.
We all feel that way.
David covers his face with his hands, then brings them away, shocked.
I said that? I said that. That came out of my... Wow. Well, that's... Well, where do we go from here?
I'll tell you exactly where we go from here. Walter, get the champagne and we'll forget everything that's been said.
Oh, Mother, it's not possible to forget everything that's been said.
No, I'm really surprised at you,
David,
Carol.
David, you gave me no idea.
How this...
I mean, if you knew my views...
The wedding is off.
To the bride and groom.
Not to this bride and groom, to freedom.
To my new house with the for sale sign in front.
To the bride and groom.
To living my own life.
I said to the bride and groom.
Mother, you don't understand. David and I have decided to cool it.
Cool it? What does that mean?
That means the wedding is off.
What? 30 women just ate $200 worth of food here. I got a banquet hall hired and another caterer waiting for the reception.
Can I see you for a moment?
David and Carol crossed the room together.
I know. I guess we have a lot to talk about.
I'll call you.
He kisses her forehead.
We'll have coffee.
Okay.
Wait a minute, David. Where are you going? I said, wait a minute. What am I going to do with a three-piece band?
Tell them to play Marching to Pretoria.
David. See you next week at the American Civil Liberties meeting.
Maud gazes out the front door after him. Slowly, she turns back inside and approaches Carol, who's standing with her back to the door. Walter closes it and leaves.
Oh, Carol, honey. You know, I'm not very good at quiet talk. Yelling is my long suit. I don't know. I'm trying to say something, and I hope it comes out right. What I'm trying to say is, I want you to know that I care.
She holds her close.
I know you care. Thank you, Mother.
Listen, everything passes in time.
They sit.
Who knows? David may still work out.
Even if he doesn't, it'll work out with somebody else. Look at us. It took your mother 4 tries before she was lucky enough to get me.
See why I love that man? His modesty.
What's going on? Am I missing something?
Only the wedding, Edith. It's off.
Oh, I wondered what she was laughing at.
Archie enters.
Geez, I'm glad somebody's laughing and having a good time here.
Archie, what are you doing here?
The same thing I was doing at the motel, Edith, not sleeping. They was having a wild party over there, people screaming and yelling. One crazy dame was marching to Astoria.
Maud slowly turns to him.
Around 11 o'clock, I couldn't take it no more. I had to call the cops to come and break it up.
Carol and Walter hold their heads as Maud stares Archie down from the couch.
I should have known.
I should have known too, Maud. I never would have went to the jail.
You think, huh? If you hadn't called the cops, nothing would have happened.
The hell is she talking about?
If there hadn't been a raid, there never would have been this fight here tonight. Archie, you have ruined my daughter's wedding.
Well, and that makes us even, Morty, because you ruined my weekend.
She stamps down on his foot.
Oh, I had a marvelous time.
Carol. I can't tell you how sorry I am.
Yeah, Carol, I was going to tell you that...
Listen, there's no need to apologize. All you did was mess up a party. I messed up my own wedding.
Just as I can tell you, it ain't my fault. Come on, Edith, we got a long trip. Let's get going.
Bye, bye.
Keep smiling there, Morty.
Archie. Here, you don't want to forget your wedding present.
Oh, no. Tell you what you do, Maud. You keep it here on what do you call deposit for the next wedding.
Archie and Edith turn and head off as Maud scowls in the doorway holding Archie's present. Directed by John Rich, written by Rod Parker, script supervision Norman Lear, story editors Don Nickel, Michael Ross, and Bernie West.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Beatrice Arthur as Maud Finley, Marcia Rod as Carol, Bill Macy as Walter Finley, Robert Dishy as David Green, Bernie West as the repairman, associate producer George Turpin. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss, based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite, a Bud York and Norman Lear tandem production. Copyright 1972, Tandem Productions Incorporated, all rights reserved.